This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot of things to talk about. I guess people are getting now cannabis when they buy their coffee. This is where Circle K gas stations may be allowing you to pick up weed. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how some people think that Tom Brady might quit mid-season because he's having a rough time. His O-line isn't protecting him. And he's going through a divorce with Giselle. Would he quit mid-season? Oh, I don't think so. I know he's not happy, but he wants to end on a high note. I don't think he wants people to think he's a quitter, but we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how the prison laborers, those who are in prison and who are sentenced to labor, how that could violate... On some elections, they are now looking at they are voting to see if prison labor is can be banned, as many feel it's a form of slavery. So we've got a lot to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But the biggest headline today, this drama doesn't end, is apparently the British Prime Minister has quit. Have you guys been following this? We are so distracted with COVID vaccines and our own election and everything going on that Great Britain has been dealing with some drama. And when one country deals with drama, we, especially when it's Great Britain, we can feel some of it as well. So Liz Truss quits after 44 days. Now, people had called for her to quit, and yesterday she said she's not quitting, she's a fighter. But apparently today, she resigned. So now the parliament has to try to find a new leader. From what I understand, that the Conservative Party, the new Conservative leader is going to be selected, they say, within a week. But, what's going on here? So Truss took over from former leader Boris Johnson on September 6th. She won an internal Conservative Party leadership contest. But then they said she was unfit to lead. And there was a wave of no confidence letters from colleagues. It's interesting. If you think American politics is rough, I mean, you have to watch Parliament. You need to watch what happens in Great Britain. I mean, her own party said she was unfit to lead. So apparently this has to do with she had a new tax plan, and with this plan, she wanted to, this was this tax plan that she wanted to help, bring growth, revive the economy, but the markets tumbled. And the British pound is now at its lower rate to the dollar since 1985. It dropped 32% on Thursday. And so loyal people who used to be loyal to her called for her to leave. Cabinet members even conceded that the situation was terminal. Now, I don't really know all the nooks and crannies of this. I think there were, widespread tax cuts. But it was based on, money that was being borrowed by the UK. And so the value of the pound is dropping. And so they blame her. I mean, I know our markets have tumbled and we have issues with our own value of the dollar. But what's fascinating to me about this is whenever you see something like this, and you know, England's been kind of dealing with a lot. You know, the Queen has died. They now have Prince Charles III, who is now king. You have the Harry, Meghan Markle drama. And that's been kind of, you know, one thing that's been kind of tumultuous. But you're thinking, okay, you know what? The royal family, the drama that's going on with them, you know, it's going to be separate from what's going on with the country and their politics. But the politics seem to have their own set of drama as well. And when a country like that, which is usually pretty well known for its, you know, stability and, you know, being a beacon of peace and democracy, starts to have issues. You know, it starts to make you think, okay, you know, what's happening over there, can it happen to us? Are we promising so many things for people and it's on borrowed money? Are we falsely providing all this relief to people on money we're printing? And if the UK is fearful of their economy collapse, their market's tanked, but I don't think their economy's collapsed yet, then is that going to happen to us? What are we doing differently than what Truss had recommended? Tax cuts. I mean, well, she did widespread tax cuts. I mean, we've been, you know, talking about, you know, taxing or, but we've been doing other things. Okay, well, we're going to write off your student debt. Who's paying for that? Who's paying for that? I mean, are the schools paying for it, which I think they should? You know, are we in that good a financial position to write off billions of dollars? And when the Congressional Budget Office said, no, the American taxpayers aren't going to be paying for this. We have all this money we keep spending and sending out, and is this a sign, what we're seeing with our markets, a sign of a crash to be as well? So I think we need to learn from what's going on in these other countries, and we need to learn and see what's going on with other. And again, I don't know. I don't see how one person. I mean, I know you know Biden has done a number, and I'm sure you know many people are debating, you know, how Trump affected the economy, although we had, you know, a good few years at the beginning before, you know, COVID. But, you know, for a prime minister to quit after 44 days and markets to tank, if we're doing anything similar, then this isn't just, you know, one person. This is a common trend to spend money you don't have and to not bring money in that should be coming in. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of people are tense. All right, we got the election coming up. We've been dealing with the economy, gas prices, and we've spoken a lot about anxiety, depression, poor sleep. And I talk to you guys when it comes to sleep on how you need a routine, how you need to do, you got to put self-care first as a priority. But here to talk to us more about this is the CEO of Massage Envy, Beth Stiller, to kind of talk to us about how self-care routines and massage therapy can be a part of our whole body wellness. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Wow. You know, I have been watching your career. I have been watching, we have Massage Envy in my neck of the woods, and I've been there, and you have fantastic
therapists and fantastic people there that are helping us get through the tumultuous days and day-to-day issues we deal with. Beth, can you talk to us about what you recommend for individuals?
For sure. I think taking care of yourself has got to be at the top of your list. Self-care has got to be part of everybody's routine, no matter what that looks like. And at Massage Envy, what we want to do is partner with you to find a really accessible and affordable way for you to do that. And so my recommendation would be for someone to think about how body care is included in their self-care routine as well as skincare. So whether that's coming in every month for a massage and a stretch, or coming in to take care of your skin, your largest organ, incorporating those things in your monthly routine, I think is really important. And going to a trained professional, right? A trained, like you had said, a trained licensed massage therapist or a trained esthetician who can customize a treatment plan for you and can understand your unique needs, I think is really, really important, because one size does not fit all.
That is so true. And you guys have been very, very flexible. You have hours that are pretty flexible. What roughly are your operating times?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different across the 1,100 locations, but generally, if you want to come in for a massage or at 9 in the morning or at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, there are massage envies across the country that have hours that extend all the way from morning till evening, 7 days a week. And that flexibility in time, as well as 1,100 locations, and the fact that you're joining a membership, which allows you to use that service every month anywhere in the country. So whether you're traveling for work or whether you're on vacation, you don't have to put self-care on the back burner. There's Massage Envies in almost every neighborhood that can help you stay on track.
Mm-hmm. So, Beth, we might have spoken before. I'm not sure if you were on the show before, but we have been grappling with people on high-dose anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, pain medications, neck pain, back pain, migraines, knee joint pain, and medicines can only do so much. And as a doctor, I prescribe massage. I prescribe therapy. I love how you work with physicians and your clinicians work with us. The majority of your clients, what are you noticing? Are you noticing it's more, you know, the mental health that it helps with, or these physical ailments? What are you seeing?
Yeah, in general, majority of massages that are delivered in the United States are delivered for health and wellness benefits as opposed to pampering. And I think that's a stigma or a perception that we've got to break. Massage is not a treat. It really is therapeutic, and it's about self-care. And with, like you said, with 50 million Americans suffering with chronic pain, my hope is that people get ahead of these things and take care of their bodies before they need to come in for massage to deal with chronic pain. Preventative health and wellness, to me, is the name of the game. And a trained professional can help you put yourself on a path to that.
Exactly. We are speaking to Beth Stiller, CEO of Massage Envy. Skincare. We think, using some soap and water at night is enough. Throwing on a little bit of sunscreen, but to take care of our skin is a process, just like taking care of any of our other organs. And skin is the largest organ, as you mentioned as well, of the body. Talk to us about some of the skin sort of therapies that you do.
Yeah, again, very similar to body care. Your skincare routine should be customized and suited just for you. And the trained estheticians in locations can sit down and help you understand how your skin is unique, what your needs are, and what kind of treatment plan they would put in place. And whether that's a chemical peel or a microderm infusion or an LED light treatment or just a facial on a regular monthly basis to have good maintenance of your skin health is important. And then, of course, giving you good recommendations to go beyond the bar of soap and help you understand what are the things that are important to take care of your skin in between visits is really important. And Massage Envy has become one of the largest skincare providers in the nation. So we've got thousands of trained estheticians ready to help you on that journey as well.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, what you guys do. So one thing that I think a lot of us don't realize is the power of touch. And, you know, we get into our routine of things and, you know, the kids get bigger, so you don't get the hugs from the kids, right? You know, the couples that have been married for 20 years, they don't always get massaged. They don't always. And, you know, people always worry, well, I'm going to somebody else and they're touching me. And there's a therapeutic, advantage. And it to me is very medical. I don't look at it as sensual. I don't look at it as crossing boundaries between, you know, being close. I think the average person does need, you know, in terms of being able to, you know, take that next step in terms of therapy, needs that touch. As a doctor, we were taught to hold someone's hand, to put your hand on their knee. Now, with everything going on with COVID and, you know, it's different. But, you know, you guys have developed this art and allowed it to evolve even more so. You know, talk to us about the power of touch.
Yeah, it's a great message because while massage therapy is absolutely, like you said, therapeutic for muscles, joints, bones, all of those things, I think the mental wellness that comes with the power of touch, and think about the power of unplugging. You're in a service and you're in your service having a massage for 50 minutes, hands-on time, and your phone is put away. And the only thing you have to focus on is your body and your mind at that point in time. And there's very few times in your day, if you think about it, where you've got an hour where you're fully unplugged. And so not only are you treating your body as you go through a massage treatment, but you're also filling your mind and giving yourself a little time to center yourself and think about your mental wellness as well, which I think is an incredibly important benefit of a massage session.
And I'm telling you right now, you know, and you've seen this, but I'm telling my listeners right now, I can't tell you how many times my patients say their spouse does a massage wrong. My husband, he's a chiropractor. I can't stand his massages. I mean, they just don't. I mean, maybe it's because I have some fibromyalgia and I have some tender points. And I'm like, look, you know, thank you, but no thank you. And, you know, luckily I could talk to him. A lot of us can't communicate with our spouses, but a massage is therapy. Okay, and you know, hoping your spouse will get it right, you know, isn't always the case, and it is okay to go to a massage therapist. I'm telling you right now, it's not have a doctor write it down as a prescription. It's okay.
Yeah, and it's a great point. You know, the massage therapists across our network have delivered collectively over 20 years, 200 million massages and skincare services. And so that's the joy of going to a trained professional with that experience is they can, at the beginning of the session, understand what it is you need and customize that massage. So every massage will be different based on what you need, how your body reacts, and what it is that you're trying to treat at that point in time. So while our spouses are wonderful and well-intentioned, it's not their profession. And the profession of massage therapy is such an incredible one. We have such amazing healers and caregivers in the profession. That's one of the things that I would love to see is more people choosing massage therapy as a profession because it's an incredible way to give back and to make a living, right? When you think about the impact you have on the people that you meet and treat, it's a pretty rewarding profession. That's for
absolutely.
Sure.
How can my listeners find out more information?
They can go to www.massagemv.com, and you can find about services and locations and how to start a massage therapy profession right there on the website.
We love it. Beth, we really appreciate you. We appreciate your crew, everything you do, Massage Envy, for making this segment happen. And, you know, keep up the good work. We need you. And over the next few weeks and possibly years, I think a lot of my listeners are going to need your guys' services. So we appreciate all you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Belly.
Stock stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are dropping. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is now $3.83. That's down from $3.91 a week ago. China's foreign ministry doubled down on their claims to Taiwan last week, saying they will not tolerate moves toward Taiwanese independence. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher tells Fox and Friends that he believes the United States needs to stop projecting weakness.
In our defense industrial base, we've blown through so many years' worth of javelins. We just don't make some things that we need to make here domestically in order to restore freedom's forge, restore America as the arsenal of democracy.
Liz Truss is resigning as the Prime Minister of UK, becoming the shortest-serving leader in British history after her fiscal plans caused turmoil in the markets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So unlike some of you, I have never experienced a divorce. I've been dumped multiple times, had some breakups, but I've never been divorced. I've never gone through them. And from what I've seen with my friends, what I've heard from some of you, what I've seen with my patients, it's god-awful. Even if it's you the one that wants the divorce, ending a partnership is brutal. And so when there's news about Tom Brady, and that's non-football, you bet it gets headlines. And now there's been some discussion that he might quit mid-season because of all the stress and everything going on with the divorce. Former Buck quarterback Chris Sims believes that Tom Brady could cut his season short due to his, quote, weird behavior and, quote, personal issues. This was during an appearance on NBC's Pro Football Talk Live on Tuesday. Sims brought up Brady's off-the-field stuff when asked by Mike Florio whether Brady or Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is more likely to walk out during the current season. He says, normally I'd feel like it's Rodgers that would be that guy, but because of this year and some of the off-the-field stuff that's hitting home and personal stuff with Brady, this is one year I feel maybe it might be Brady. He says, it seems like, and I don't know this, that his wife is threatening divorce or going down that road by all due accounts of what you read. He says, I think Rodgers is usually the guy to be more renegade and be like, screw this, I'm out of here. But this is a weird year where we're seeing Brady do weird crap, quote, and having personal issues. So he said, I have thought all along there's a chance Brady checks out during the season, he says, and I still think that happens. I don't. I think Brady wants to leave on a high note. But then again, you know, he's going through the stress of something that I think is probably one of, maybe the, you know, second to third most stressful thing anybody could go through next to a death in the family and a job loss. So, we watch these celebrities and we see them have lives that are, you know, you're you're the GOAT, multiple Super Bowl winner, supermodel wife, beautiful kids, you know, money in movies. You look at their life as being so blessed, but you see him stressed. You saw what happened during the Steelers game, but he got sacked multiple times and he screams at his O-line. And, we always catch the Tom Brady screaming at his O-line, you know, is something that I like to catch those video clips all the time. I think it's kind of funny. And the O-line, you know, the O-line wants to, you know, say something back, but it's Tom Brady, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, if you could be a fly on the wall and, you know, in their brain and go, you know, what are they thinking? Like, look, I did my job. You just can't throw or whatever the hell they're thinking. It's it fascinates us as those who love football, those who are married, those who, you know, deal with everyday life. I don't wish anybody going through the turmoil of a divorce or any of this. I mean, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial was painful, not only for them, but for the jurors and for us to watch. That was, that's something I don't even want to relive, and I'm not even married to either of them. But I think we really underestimate how bad divorces can be in separations. And when I've, you know, had employees go through it, you know, they said, look, I just want to let you know I'm going through this. That's not a, you know, 3-4 day, I'm calling out sick because I have the flu. Somebody going through a divorce, that could be years of them, you know, needing to show up to court or needing to, you know, or having bad days or crying or, and it's, and, you know, a lot of us, you know, have had employees or coworkers that went through that, and you kind of forget that this is not something that they could very easily manage in a short period of time. Divorces are never quick. Well, I mean, maybe the Britney Spears one, where she was married to somebody in Vegas for like, what, 14 hours? That might have, you know, annulled pretty quickly. But for the most part, somebody has multiple kids, somebody as high entrenched in the marriage as he and Giselle were, that's going to be, you know, stressful. And for those of us that have money on the Bucks winning, right, making it all the way to the Super Bowl, you know, we have some skin in the game on this one, so we're watching it closely. But I only bring this up in that, you know, if you are going through a divorce, if you do have friends or family or coworkers or you know, understand that it is not a short process. You know, I hope my husband and I never divorce. We've been together 25 years, going on 26. I love him, although honestly, if he heard that I didn't like, you know, some of his neck massages, I don't know if I accelerated that process anytime soon. But, you know, and I think to myself, I go, if God forbid that ever happens, you know, hopefully it goes quick. You know, hopefully what we'll do is, you know, split everything down the middle, not that we have much, honestly. You know, after paying off our student loans, making that a priority, although now I wish I didn't because we could have saved 10 grand, but, you know, you don't really, you know, have a lot of assets, but, you know, well, you think, okay, we're going to do this all very simple. We're going to make it, you know, as easy and fair, you know, splitting time with the kids, although now my kids are grown up. But the truth of the matter is attorneys get involved, and because you don't just have one attorney, you have to have attorney for each side. And then attorneys are like, well, you know what, why don't we do this? And it adds more billable hours. And are you sure you didn't think about this? And that's what attorneys are really good at. They're good at thinking about things that haven't been thought and making sure you don't get screwed. And when you're like, no, we're going to make it simple. We're going to keep it simple. We're just going to split everything down the middle. But it's going to be half and half. I don't want this to be long and drawn out. Then they tell their client, what makes you think they're playing fair? You're being fair. But what makes you think they're playing fair? Well, they didn't ask for this. They go, actually, they did. Look, they're already asking for this. Okay, now you need to step it up. Now you need to play defense. And then after you play defense, you need to play offense. So then all of a sudden, this changes from a, okay, rather than us calling it quits, now, wait a second, you're trying to do this. You're grabbing this. It starts to get worse than it needs to be. Then it gets drawn out. Lawyers make a crap load of money. And nobody wins. The kids don't. And I'm not blaming all attorneys, but I've seen that with my friends over and over and over again, where it started out benign. We're going to make this easy. We're going to make it simple. We're going to split the kids. We're going to whatever. And then all of a sudden, issues of palimony and issues of child support, and then it just gets ugly. And you're like, oh, man. And my problem, too, with this whole thing is there are couples that I don't think should be together. I think they made a mistake, and they're miserable. And they have a sexless marriage, but they force themselves to still stay in the marriage because they're so afraid of divorce. When did divorce get that bad? Now, honestly, I mean, you know, we want, you know, if you're going to marry somebody, we want, you know, marriage to mean something. And, you know, divorces shouldn't be as simple as, you know, to be able to just, you know, go online, okay, good, now we're divorced. I think that's, you know, that's a little too easy. If you're going to make a commitment, there has to be, you know, a lot of, you know, thought process and, you know, grace period and going, okay, this is really what you want to do. Did everybody calm down? You know, the toilet seat was up again. You know, is it really a big deal? So I want to make sure it's a well-thought-out process. But I can't tell you how many individuals are so scared of divorce and so fearful of what's going to happen or what they're going to lose, that they just stay married to the person for years. Well, I don't think that's right either. If you are two people who can't stand each other, I mean, don't let the process of divorce scare you, but it does. It does scare people. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with Tom Brady. I mean, we'll see what happens with their next game. I forget who they're playing. All I know is I didn't put money on them because they haven't been doing that well. I sincerely don't think that Tom Brady would want to end his amazing career mid-season. I think he sees things through. But on the flip side, they're having a rough one. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply a an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you live in one of five states, and I believe it's Alabama, let me see, I believe Oregon, I don't know if I have Louisiana, I believe Tennessee and Vermont, you are going to notice on your ballot the topic of slavery. And you would think that would have already been abolished after the Civil War. It's been over 150 years since slaves were freed in the U.S. But there were certain loopholes that might still exist in states' constitutions that is now being challenged in the form of what we do with our in our state prisons. And the prison labor, as that is looked upon as servitude and forced servitude. So none of the proposals on the ballots are going to force immediate changes, but they could lead to legal challenges on how states use prison labor. This effort is part of a national push to amend the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that banned enslavement or involuntary servitude, except as a form of criminal punishment. That exception has long permitted the exploitation of labor by convicted felons. So this could then open up, you know, community service. So when you are getting a sentence and they say, you know, rather than jail time, you will do community service. Is that involuntary servitude? When you're working on railroads and you're doing cleanup and you're out there. Remember there was in Las Vegas, I believe, four teens who were killed because they were doing cleanup on the I-15 and a car hit them. And they didn't want to be there. They were forced to be there. So these topics keep being brought back up going, is this something that, you know, might, you know, need to be addressed now? Here we are in 2022. So according to Bianca Tylek, executive director of Worth Rises, a criminal justice advocacy group, she's pushing to remove the amendment's convict labor clause. She said the idea that you could ever finish the sentence, slavery's okay when, has to rip out your soul, she says. And I think it's what makes this a fight that ignores political lines and brings us together because it feels so clear. She, apparently, according to Alabama.com, AL.com, nearly 20 states have constitutions that include language permitting slavery and involuntary servitude as criminal punishments. In 2018, Colorado was the first to remove the language from its founding frameworks by ballot measure. Then Nebraska did, and then Utah did 2 years later. So this November, we're going to see Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont address it. Many people don't realize that within the Constitution, that language exists. They didn't realize there was that an exception, and some of it is worded that blatantly. Now, how states are getting around it, though, are they pay for it, where you can actually make money in prison. The only thing is from what we understand, the pay is much less. The financial impact of prison labor, they said, led California's Democratic-led legislator to reject an amendment eliminating indentured servitude as a possible punishment for crime. After Governor Gavin Newsom's administration predicted it would require the state to pay billions of dollars at minimum wage to prison inmates. So, you know, this is, you know, this is, and where some of the roots are, is they said, after the Civil War, they said there were restrictive measures known as quote-unquote black coats that would nearly always target black people, where they would be criminalized for benign interactions, like talking too loudly or not yielding on the sidewalk. They would then end up in custody for minor infractions and minor actions, and then they would get enslaved again within the jail system. So they say incarcerated workers make pennies on the dollar, and they don't think that would be expected to change anytime soon. But that's how prisons get away with well, this is what we're doing. You know, you're working, it's a form of therapy. It's a form of you know, not being stuck in a cell. And you, what's the word for when we try to get people back, accommodated into society again? But if you're, you know, making somebody work and they're facing, you know, choices of if they don't work, that they get punished, or they have to be stuck in solitary confinement, or they lose phone calls or visits with family, or get denied parole, it starts to make people wonder, does that still fall under the slavery verbiage? So Alabama is asking voters to delete any of this language from their constitution and to remove it and replace a section on convict labor that is similar to what some other states have had. Vermont was the first state in the nation to ban slavery back in 1777. But apparently the Constitution still allows involuntary servitude in a handful of circumstances. So they're going to put a proposed language that will replace the current exception clause with language saying slavery and involuntary servitude are forever prohibited in the state. Now, you guys might know more than I. I don't really know how much work prisoners perform. And what, you know, if prisons are like, we're not going to go there, we don't want to be, you know, at all be mixed up in any sort of, you know, involuntary servitude, we're not going to, you know, be involved in that. I don't know exactly how many workers, how many prison inmates are a part of a work system such that, you know, is that something that would collapse, you know, railroads or collapse highways being done? And as far as from what I see, most of those things are being done by hired, you know, workers, contractors. So, you know, if prisons are trying to use work as a way to keep inmates busy, focused, goal-driven, so that when they leave, they could, you know, be a part of a job, there might be other things they could do. There could be classes, there could be, and there could be choice. And you know, that's going to probably be the key to that. But to pay, it looks like California struggled to find a way where they could pay inmates to work. That's, you know, and, you know, if they are restrained and if they do have guards, it's, you know, I see where the controversy is. So we'll see what happens with that and we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the family of a 14-year-old girl in China is asking for justice because she died when she was put in a COVID quarantine center. They say their calls for medical help were ignored. Gu Jinjin, 14 years old, developed a fever 2 days after being taken to the center in Rizhao, Henan province last Friday. She was shaking, convulsing on a bed, and then she ends up dying. The family has shared the clip. She's appealing for help. They're appealing for help and accountability. And we're not exactly sure what her condition was. Did she go into an encephalitis, a meningitis? Did she have another medical condition besides COVID? But sadly, we have seen kids and teens rarely, but they can die of this. And they said she was dehydrated. She was convulsing. She was shaking. And health workers at the center didn't take care of her. No one even inquired, they said. And when in China, you are forced to go into quarantine. So when you're forced to go into quarantine, they want to know that, okay, well, there's medical help that's being instituted. And as a parent, that's got to be scary. Because me, I'm like, okay, I want to be there with my baby, and I want to give my child medical help, and I don't want to know my child's going away, and then there's, you know. And I think some of the families get to be there. Others don't. Other families are separated. And so one mother told BBC that her 12-year-old son was scared and suffering after days of being in one of those centers. She said, my child can't stand it anymore. They're not letting him return. He's such a small kid, he can't deal with being alone in one room for such a long time. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.